Immigrants who've arrived in the UK since 2000 have contributed more to the economy than they've taken out of it. New research from University College London suggests that these migrants are less likely to claim benefits than people born in the UK. Well, one of the report authors is Professor Christian Doustman, who joins us now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Can you explain a little bit about how you reached these conclusions?
Yes, it's based on data analysis. So we use the British Labour Force Survey, and we use various government reports on tax receipt and expenditures. And we assign to each of these populations we are looking at, which is European migrants, non-European migrants, and native-born British individuals, the share in tax contributions and in benefit receipts. We then aggregate it up, and this is how we come to these numbers.
And what is it about the majority of immigrants who've arrived in the UK since 2000, do you think, that means that they become a net contributor to the economy?
Well, first of all, they are far better educated than UK-born individuals. 32% of recent EA immigrants and 43% of recent non-EA immigrants, for instance, had a university degree, which compares to only 21% of UK natives. They are younger, they draw less on benefits, and they, in particular the European immigrants, have higher labour force participation rates, so more of them work, actually.
Now, these findings will surprise many people who are concerned about immigration, and particularly about a lack of control about EU immigration.
Yes, so I would think that this is important information. It is important information that EEA immigrants, or immigrants coming from Europe over the period since 2000, have made a significant net contribution to the fiscal system.
Yeah, we should just explain EEA is the European Economic Area, which is
exactly.
EU member states plus three other
countries.
Yes, that's right. Now, you also looked at immigrants who've come in since a different date, 1995, and you came to different conclusions there. Can you talk me through that?
Yes, we have. It's slightly different. So we have also looked at all immigrants in the UK over the period 1995 to 2011. There we find that EEA immigrants, immigrants from European countries, still made a positive net contribution, but native-born workers, as well as immigrants from non-EEA countries, took more out of the system than they put in terms of taxes.
And why might that be?
Well, the demographic structure of non-EEA immigrants is very different. They tend to have larger families and more children. Much of the population growth through fertility in this country has been due to fertility in those population groups. And of course, that is an important cost component. But we should not forget that these children at some point will also contribute to educating the next generation by paying taxes, which will fund education.
Yes, because you're taking into account education costs, obviously, the cost to the state of educating the children.
Absolutely.
Right, OK. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you very much indeed for talking us through it. That was one of the authors of the report, Professor Christian Doustman.